three sons and a wife, and my sons are married and they've got wives. We've got to build this boat. Do you know how big it is? It's 150 meters long. That goes from here to the bowling club. You know, if you drive that way on your way home from church, you come to the bowling club, it's 150 meters. And it's 25 meters wide, so if we parked it on the street out there, one side would be bumping this wall here, and the other side would be pressed up against the neighbor's fence. Do you think they'd like that? Yeah. So what are my neighbors going to say when I'm building this thing?
Noah, you're a crackpot.
Well, not only that, I had the plans drawn up, you see, but the city council said, oh no, you're not going to build that, my lad. I had to go to the engineer and get a whole heap of other plans done. But no matter what, God told me to do it. So if he said, build the thing because it's going to be a flood and the only way you'll be saved is by being in that thing, what am I going to do? Just do it. That's the Nike ad. I think that's where they got it from. Right. Well, I'll go and have a break. Hey, thanks for helping me out, you guys. And we'll see what happens. Rightio, you can go back to your seats and I'll go and park over here quietly and read my boat books. Now that I'm quietly looking at my boat books, it's time for you guys to do something. On the end of your seats, you'll find a sticky pad. And we want you just to talk amongst yourselves and answer the question, when is it hard to do something God's way? Because, okay, God asked Noah to build a boat. No one had ever built one before. Never been a flood. Never been anything like that before. I'm going to take just a few minutes. I want you to sit down and just talk amongst your rows, your seats or whatever, and find out when is it hard to do things God's way, to do things that he asks. See what you can do. On those little sticky pads, I want you to write down some answers, and then, I'll gather them up, and we'll put them on the board. 5 minutes, and it starts now. You're coming out. When is it hard to do things? Yeah. Okay, looks like the discussion's now turned to laughter. That means your time's up. What I want you to do is give me some of the suggestions, some of the things that make it hard sometimes to do what God asks. Someone's going to be brave. We've got a really brave one on the front here. Okay, what do you got? Because if you've got one, I'd like you to read it out in a big loud voice and then come and stick it on the board. When you don't want to do it, but you have to. It sounds like the dishes. Things like that. Yeah, or it's when you know something in the Bible is right that you should do and you don't want to do it because you'd rather do something different. Do you want to go and stick that on the board somewhere? Who else has got another one over there? Another one in the front row here? Hey? Yeah, it is. It's very hard. Want to stick that one on the board? Do you reckon you can find a place to stick it? How high can you reach up on that board there? Pretty good. Will it stick on there or yes? Oh, there's a tall man. He could go well in the Sharks. Which remind me, we won't need to take any Sharks on board the Ark, will we? Stuart. Yeah. It's like standing here dressed like this, isn't it? Yeah, don't all laugh at that. Stick it on my back, that's right. You know, that is probably one of the hardest things. Because what the Bible says is often against what society dictates as the norm. And that's hard. I mean, what do you do at work when everyone else swears and you don't, maybe? You're going to stand out. Yeah, what else have we got? Other things that are hard to do. Yeah, what was that one, Dave? Oh, when there are temptations. Yeah, do you want to stick that one on the board, David? That's it. We're all made that way. I mean, it's really tempting to go and do something that's wrong. It wouldn't be so desirable if it wasn't tempting. Yep, one in the back. Yeah. You want to stick that one up on the board here? Not really. You can always send a runner if you wish. Now, I reckon Noah must have been afraid because it's said that in his generation, the intent of people's heart was wicked always. And it said that Noah, in Genesis chapter 6, was a man who was upright and righteous before God. I would have been afraid to stand out and be different. Dean.
When the trouble's too big, it's beyond your own capabilities.
Oh, yes. You ever been down that track? Hands up if you've ever felt you should do something that you don't know how to do. Chris, you got your hand up. Yeah, I can see that. David, yeah, you got your hand up. That's really hard. Yeah, and Chris, you have too. What's it feel like when you come out the other end, having applied yourself to something that's so difficult you don't think you can do it, and you look back and you realize, wow, yeah, I've been in that position, and you come out the other end, and I can see God's hand. We've got one down the back there. Yep, what's that one? Big, loud voice. Try that one again. Yeah, do you want to bring that one up and we can stick it on the board? We've got another one to stick on the board here. Bring that one up and I'll help this one. That's a really good question. Yeah. That's a really tough one. I bet some of Noah's friends said, "Hey, look, Noah, we like you. You're a cool kind of guy, apart from that nail belt. But couldn't you tone it down? Why build something that big? Why not just complete? Look, God said build an ark, right? Build a vessel, a kind of thing you can save things in. Just make it small. You know, it won't be a nuisance. You can still do basically what God said, but you don't need to go all the way. It's like baptism. Why can't you just say, God, I love you? Don't bother going and being baptized publicly. But don't make a big fuss. Yep. You have to give me that one. There's a lot of words in it. Can I read that? Oh, okay, well, can you say that again in a real big loud voice, so loud that even Dean can hear it? Yeah, when you're in a different country and your religion is not to believe in God. Wow. I bet Noah felt like that in his day, because it seems as though people didn't want to give God any time at all in his day. You've got one there. Can I read that one out? Okay, bag of flour, tin of dog food. No, sorry. It says, if you know it might hurt. Oh, yes. I'm going to stick that one up here. If you know it might hurt. You see, we can come up with lots of reasons. Lots and lots of reasons to not do what God asks us to do. Because we might get hurt. Because it's embarrassing. Because no one else is doing it. Because it's too hard. But it all comes down to one thing. And I'm going to sort of finish up with this wee point here. It comes down to one thing. And that is, God told Noah what? To do it. To build an ark. He said, Noah, do it. And we're told that Noah walked with God. So if Noah spent a lot of time with God, then I believe Noah could trust God. That sounds like... Which one was that one? This one here. Can I read this one, Bree? Right. When your friends don't think it's cool, when it's inconvenient, when you feel sad, when your friends don't believe in God, and we don't have faith if you don't trust Him. Yeah, guess that comes back down to that. It's all a matter of those things. God also told Noah that he was going to be saved. He said, I'm going to flood the world. Boy, this is a constant stream of empty pages. Thank you. God told Noah, build me an ark. Then he gave him the reason. I'm going to destroy everything. Yeah. We're going to have a bit of a look at something. Thanks.
But before we sign off, we'd like to congratulate our very own Evan Baxter, who has just been elected Buffalo's representative to Congress. And now we have a surprise for him.
No, you don't.
We do.
Oh, no. I really didn't expect this.
Here's a look back at his run for office.
Alpha and Omega hardware power.
very.
Thank you. sister, St. Francis, would be envious. We, however, are not. You have 5 seconds. You mark yourself and your little animal troop out of here now, or you will be forcibly removed.
I'm afraid I can't do that, sir.
Congressman?
These animals are not trained.
Congressman?
They think they want me to save them.
What?
A fly.
Rolling out.
A fly. This has been the hottest, driest summer on record. He's ready to get out of a fly. When my plane stretches.
September 22nd, midday. I thought I was cold.
Why, I asked who told you?
Oh, what do you mean? Oh. Sorry about this. I wonder what happens next. You know, you don't tell anyone what happens next. If they want to, they can go and rent the movie. Those of you with a biblical background will notice that there were one or two discrepancies between Noah's character and the character on the film, between his home situation. Yeah, one or two differences. The point is this. The character in the film was told to do what? Build an ark. Yeah, that's right. The character in the film was reluctant to do so, was unconvinced, but we're not told Noah was like that. But Noah, just like the character in the film, did it. So, yeah, I'm going to need some help from some kids, because God not only told Noah to build an ark, he enabled him to do it, and then we know what happened next, the full scope of which is absolutely enormous. By the way, that ark thing, right? In the Bible, it says the water covered the mountains to a depth of 15 meters. If the ark was 30 meters high and sufficient water covered the world as it then was, high and low and whatever else, the highest peak was covered to a depth of 15 meters. The ark was 30 meters tall, which means if the ark half floated in the water because of its displacement and its weight, there was sufficient water for it to float 15 meters deep above the highest peak of the world. Some of the things that are recorded about the story are quite amazing. Hey, anyway, we've got a couple of things to do here, and I need some young people who can answer a question. And I've got questions to keep me on track here. Okay, we answered the question, what did Noah get asked to do? Build an ark. Yes, good. We need 2 people. Right, you 2 can come up. You see, after the flood, what did God do after the flood so that Noah would remember and not be afraid? Perhaps if we come and stand across the board here somewhere. Oh, yeah, close. What kind of tree was it? Olive, yeah. But that wasn't the answer, but it's a good point. God set a bow in the sky, didn't he? Why did he do that? So that whenever Noah saw a cloud, he'd know God was not going to flood the earth again. So we need to hold the first of these colours. We've got seven different colours. Second question, why did God ask Noah to build an ark? Yes! He's going to come and tell me it, because there was going to be a flood. You can come up here and help me hold these ones as well. Bring someone else the same size. Someone else the same size. Care to come up? Is he any good at catching? Great. Can you catch? Can I throw? Oh, he's almost there. A dive for the try line. I want you to bring this colour. These colours are the colours of the rainbow that God set. So we're going to hang this one here beneath the other one. Next thing, what book of the Bible? Where can we find the story of Noah? Don't listen to Chris, he's trying to put you off. Yes, Genesis. Do you know what chapter? A little bit after that, 6 and 7. Yeah, come on up, bring someone else. And you can catch, I'm sure. Next question. Here's a real tough one. They'll be on the steel team. Pretty good. Right, this one comes underneath. We might need to shove the colours around a wee bit. Get from one side to the other. So we go red, orange, yellow. For green, the next question is, how many people were in the ark? 27 plus 3? No. How many people were in the ark? Chris? 10? No. 2 decided not to come. 8, yep, done. Ah, don't mind. Good on you. You two guys will do. Next question. This one we're going for blue this time. Maybe we. Hey, which colours go at the top of a rainbow, by the way? I need someone with scientific. This is not a question for a ribbon. Someone with a scientific background who's school teaching, lots of experience. Which colour goes at the top? Indigo. Indigo, yeah, okay. We'll start at the bottom and we'll go in reverse order. Put the red at the bottom, and that way we can get taller as we go. Good on you. Okay, who shut the door of the ark? This is the blue question. God did, yes. Whoops. God shut the door of the ark. Indigo, yeah, this is a real tricky one. David Wilson's got his Bible open. Here's a tricky one. When God flooded the earth, it rained for 40 days, 40 nights, but how long did the water continue to rise for? David's flicking through his Bible. Ian Edwards is going for it. Okay. 150 days, yeah, very good. The prize for that is, which one's indigo and which one's violet? We'll go for indigo. That'll fine, we'll put him up here, rightio. Someone else, last question. This can be someone who's really intelligent. I see we could wait a while for this one. What does the rainbow symbolise? I know it's been hijacked today, and the rainbow today means something quite different, but what did God intend the rainbow to mean? You better come and hang this one up. That's dead right. The rainbow was God's promise. The Bible's filled with promises. Now we're going to go and create this rainbow here. The tall colour goes to the top, and you've got the last colour, being the tall colour. Arrange yourselves, the colour of the rainbow, and this a sort of a mnemonic, an aid to memory. We might need a sawhorse, do we, for someone at the back for the tall one? Can you guys swap? You tallest guys swap, yeah, for one? Take the dark blue, that's right. Someone came up with this mnemonic as a memory aid. And the memory aid goes this way. What are the colours of the rainbow? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. The way of remembering that was, rainbow over you, God's bond in view. rainbow over you, God's bond in view. Can you hold those colors up in order so we can see them? Okay, red, orange, yellow, rainbow over you. G, green, God's bond in view. I think that's worth remembering. Perhaps you might like to dangle those side by side across the front of the ark, and then you can all grab a seat because I'm going to pray to finish up with. Today's message has been kind of light-hearted and a little bit interactive and a little bit different so that we get to have a bit of a holiday. Looks very decorative, very decorative. We could use those people in our work, you know. The point of it comes down. Bookmarks. These bookmarks here have been kindly printed, and I forgot to give them out. I'm going to put them up front here on my building materials. So everyone, all of you kids who would like a bookmark, that goes in a book. You can't put them in tablets and iPads and that, but if you've got a book at home, ask Mum and Dad what they look like. There's one of those there. And anyone else who thinks they might like a bookmark to shove in their favourite book or to put in their Bible where they're reading it. A rainbow over you, God's bond in view. I want to ask you this morning, maybe God hasn't asked you to build a boat or an ark or something really, really hard. But God expects each one of us to get to know him and to obey him, and he'll speak to us through different ways. As we do, just remember, if God asks you to do something, he has a promise. He promises that he'll be with you. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. If God asks you to do something, he'll help you to do it. Let's just pray. You want to come and stand beside me while we pray? Pretty good, pretty good. Father in heaven, I'm just amazed at what you've enabled people to do. Noah was a man that you loved. He obeyed you. He had a real heart for you. And you asked him to do something that was extremely difficult. It was impossible. Impossible without your help. He couldn't even build the ark, let alone gather up all the animals and then feeding them. Oh, Lord, you are truly amazing. I just praise you today, and I ask for each of us here that as you ask us each one to do the things that will be pleasing to you, that you would remind us that you're with us every inch of the way. May we be a people who honor you in what we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Don't forget to grab some of these bookmarks. They look really good, and if you keep one in your science book during your science exam, you'll know what colour the colours of the rainbow are.
Thank you very much, Tom.
One for you.
One for me. Thank you very much. You have approximately 2 minutes. You can get yourself from here through to the next room. Lunch will be served. And you can thank you. Please save lunch if you possibly
can. Thank you for your help. Yeah, I think she does. I think she's pretty clever. Yeah. But the mailbag,
So much.